President Bush said he will delay a planned trip to Africa if needed to make sure Congress extends the law on government eavesdropping. The Africa trip has been long in the works. It's part of the president's effort to tout the softer side of his foreign policy agenda. President Bush made clear today he isn't ignoring trouble spots on the continent. He says he will send Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to Kenya to deal with the post-election violence there. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the president's five-nation tour will mainly highlight good news stories.
This is clearly a trip about building a different sort of legacy for President Bush. Even before he spoke today at the Smithsonian's Museum of African Art, his aides played a newly produced video touting PEPFAR, a $15 billion program to fight HIV/AIDS.
The generosity of the American people is one of the great untold stories of our time.
But it will be told a lot on the African trip, which is meant to highlight the administration's work on AIDS and malaria. His former speechwriter, Michael Gerson, said the Bush years should be known for a soft power approach in Africa.
Everyone on the continent knows the word PEPFAR, something that almost no Americans know. America has image problems in the world, but right now we don't have huge image problems in Africa.
There are disagreements in Congress over parts of the program, the emphasis on abstinence in fighting HIV/AIDS, for instance. But overall, this is an area where Mr. Bush does have bipartisan support. Democratic Senator Joseph Biden wants to boost the president's budget request for the program, which he says trumpets America's values, not just its power.
The president's emergency action program for HIV/AIDS has saved more than a million lives. It may be the greatest legacy this president leaves.
The president is also using the trip and his speech today to talk about the Millennium Challenge Corporation, which pours money into countries that have a clear record of good governance.
America is serving as an investor, not as a donor. We believe that countries can adopt the habits necessary to provide hope for their people. That's what we believe. And we're willing to invest in leaders that are doing just that.
He plans to meet some of those leaders on this trip in Ghana and Benin and will sign a $700 million aid deal with Tanzania's president when he's there. Tanzania just had a big shakeup after the prime minister and other officials had to resign in a corruption scandal. Nathaniel Heller of Global Integrity says this shows that the president can't simply take a victory lap but must push for more change. Heller says it's too early to judge the Millennium Challenge Corporation.
And whether people like it or not, countries are in practice responding to what's been coined the MCC effect, basically a big giant green carrot with lots of money hanging off of it. And they're undertaking reforms, sometimes some of the tough ones. So I think, again, longer term, it could be very powerful.
The Millennium Challenge Corporation was slow to start moving money out the door, and even the president's budget requests to Congress don't come close to the $5 billion a year he initially promised to spend. The president's legacy on foreign policy in Africa is also mixed. He's expected to visit Liberia, which has emerged from a devastating civil war, and Rwanda, which suffered a genocide in the 1990s and was among the first countries to offer peacekeeping troops to Darfur. In his speech today, the president couldn't ignore Darfur or the post-election violence in Kenya, where former UN chief Kofi Annan is mediating a solution.
And when we're on the continent, I've asked Condi Rice, that'd be Secretary Rice, to travel to Kenya to support the work of the former Secretary General and to deliver a message directly to Kenya's leaders and people. There must be an immediate halt to violence, there must be justice for the victims of abuse, and there must be a full return to democracy.
He didn't mention Somalia, where a U.S. strategy to fund warlords in a bid to nab terror suspects backfired. Anthony Holmes, a former ambassador now with the Council on Foreign Relations, says there are plenty of other trouble spots, like Zimbabwe.
We talk the talk, but we've discovered that our leverage is very limited, that when it comes to prioritizing the expenditure of American resources around the world, Africa still comes very close to the bottom of the list.
Except, he says, when it comes to funding the fight against HIV/AIDS and malaria. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.